Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinster's here. Ken's joining us all the way from Toronto in that part of the world. He's the CEO of Spiderworks, Inc., partner in Nettlewoods, Once Upon a Time, author of a couple of outstanding books. I think we've launched both of them on the show, Cause and Disturbance, and the 90% rule. He's one of the guys we turn to when we're going to deal with change. Not just deal with change, but actually lead change. Because folks, things are moving so fast. It's not enough to manage it. You gotta lead it. You gotta be out front. Otherwise you get run over, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
More and more today. Thank you.
It's good to have you back as always. So you've got some success drivers, you say, for 2019. And so the way you phrase that leads me to believe that these are somehow different from 2018.
Well, I think they are. And I mean, the whole thing for me was kicked off. I was reading some excerpts from George Carlin, one of my favorite humorist of all time, the late great George Carlin.
The hippie weatherman.
One of the things he said was, just when I discovered the meaning of life, they changed it. I thought, isn't that the truth? And the funny thing is, I mean, you know, it's one of my mantras as an entrepreneur for many decades now, never be satisfied, and making sure that I never let, you know, complacency come into my life or my business. And there's three things I've always asked myself in the morning, and I realized that while the questions have stayed the same, the environment in which we're asking them has changed dramatically. And maybe I should just start with those three questions. We've talked about them before, but the first is, you know, what am I going to sell today? Because I always want to wake up and think about how I'm going to grow my business, and obviously do that by engaging my customers. I ask myself what one thing I can improve in my business today, because obviously we want to be changing and improving. And it's funny, I use the word improvement rather than innovation, because even for me, it's a little bit less daunting.
Yeah, it's not as pretentious. It's not as pretentious or pressure filled, is it?
Yeah, it's not. Because improvement can be a small next step, you know, type of thing. Whereas innovation, you wake up and it's, you know, 5:36 in the morning, going, wow. Can I climb that mountain? So I try and make it a little bit more approachable.
That makes a lot of sense. The words,
everybody else.
Words matter, especially when you're dealing with your team, right?
Absolutely. And then the third question I've always asked myself is, how do the answers to the first two questions tie into my long-term strategy? Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, I you know, we all like to chase a shiny ball once in a while, and then I want to make sure that I'm keeping on track. So these three simple questions, I mean, they're about revenue generation, they're about improvement, and they're about longevity and prosperity for my company.
Well, and you answered my question by pointing out that the questions haven't changed, but the new year brings on new answers.
Absolutely. And the three things that I'm finding are really changing are one, that you can't do it alone anymore. Two, low tech may actually be your best technology in 2019. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the future changed while you were sleeping, so you should better recognize it and keep up.
Mm-hmm.
If we start just at the top, you can't do it alone. I mean, as entrepreneurs, doing things alone, it comes to us naturally. When we start our business, you look left, you look right, there's nobody there, and you become islands. But the way the world is spinning so much more quickly now, you can't be an island thinker anymore. You have to be an inclusive thinker or an inclusive leader.
You know,
and
Ken,
that's
back,
just,
back when I started doing my show back in 97, that next year, I started talking about three things that you had to get better at in the new century, in the next millennia, which is coming up in a year or so at that time. And one of the things I said was you've got to learn how to build strategic alliances. And of course, that sort of sounds like bringing people in externally, but you can't do it alone. Includes that, doesn't it? Includes that component.
Well, completely. And alone means, you know, internally. I mean, as you start to grow your company, you're going to have hopefully some really great thinkers, a lot of great motivated people like yourself working around you. Why would you want to shut them off? Why wouldn't you want to open up and discuss some plans, at least with a key two or three internally? To your point, externally as well, it doesn't have to be this big, expensive advisory board or directorship, but, you know, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 people that I've always been able to call on and just run some ideas by.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's internally or externally, there's just no way with the speed of change today that anybody, even the brightest person, can do it by themselves.
Well, and the thing that you get without if you don't do what you're saying, what you get is you wind up in your own echo chamber, and everything sounds really good to you because it's what you created, but the only way to grow, if you're not feeling a little bit uncomfortable during your day, during your week, during your year, you're probably not paying attention to what's happening around you, right? Because things aren't moving that fast. The marketplace is moving at a speed that it's not possible, if you're paying attention and if you're responding properly, it's not possible not to feel discomfort just about all the time. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, I think a little discomfort every day is good. I think, again, that whole notion that I mentioned off the top of never being satisfied being one of my mantras. I mean, you can't let complacency creep into yourself, your actions, or your company. And that's where other people will prod you.
Those
will challenge you.
And the good employees that have been given the right, they've been given permission to do that. And in that permission is the implicit notion that if something breaks, we won't say you're fired. We'll say, what did we learn? Right?
Exactly. And the flip side to that is that especially millennials and Gen Y, they want to be challenged. They want to be involved. So if you
hold on to that thought, we're going to bring them into the next conversation we have with Ken Tinsler on the other side of the break. Ken Tinsler and I will be right back. CauseOfDisturbance.com, is that right, Ken?
That's right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.